Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Anchor Christmas Eve, and today is a special because it's soon going to be Christmas morning at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're having an awesome show today. Our poet, Brian Burns, is going to call in soon. We're going to be reading live poetry, and we're going to be sharing Christmas stories. So around the world, it's almost time, for Christmas to be here. So Pacific Standard Time is right now, it's 9 o'clock, and it's 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it depends where you're around the world is what time it is. So we're going to start off with some poetry reading and preparing. We all were preparing for Christmas and, looking around what's the gift to buy. And so, Santa Claus to come. You have to buy gifts to wrap, and Santa Claus will come. So my first poem is going to be Empowerment. Hi, welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, Maria. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. So it's
midnight, so we can actually say Merry Christmas instead of Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, yes. And Pacific Standard Time is 9 o'clock p.m. their time.
9 out there,
so,
yes.
Yeah, and 3 hours, it will be Christmas morning with them.
Where they are, yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Where they are residing. It depends on where they are. In a lot of areas, other countries,
mm-hmm.
It's already Christmas already because it's morning there.
Right.
So, we're talking about last minute gift buying and wrapping up for Santa Claus to come. And
yes.
This way, you have those gifts to open up for on Christmas Day.
I was still doing my last-minute shopping yesterday, and I still have gifts to wrap.
That's the excitement of wrapping up those gifts and
to see
the people you're giving the gifts to open up and see their facial expressions of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna start off with a poem called Empowerment.
Terrific.
Integrated therapeutic alignment, energy power in the corner of my mind, meditating. Focusing on visuals, distorted facial images, stringless shades of light shines, memorizing. Beaming blinding sunlight appearing through the window in direct line towards me. Eyes are closed, sensing lights, extremely vivid, giving me empowerment.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Brian.
Excellent.
Yes.
You have another one?
I was looking around. I'm going to go again right now. And, I was looking for two to buy some gifts.
Mm.
And I got some good prices.
Mm,
I got the time 50% off or 60% off. That's amazing right there.
Yes.
And let me see what I have here. All right, I'm going to read Autistic Souls.
Good.
I cry silently, deeply within my soul. I hide in the corner of my room. My memories don't forget detailed information. Autistic brain processing like a computer. My will remains strong. My life's journey shifts new directions. The gifts received from God, angels with internal love, wisdom beyond voice of silence within moment, embossed my stories, connecting to words floating. Be observant, be still, learn from others, mystery of powerful energy.
Wonderful. Very good.
Thank you.
Mm.
And what some poems do you have to share with us this evening?
I have a Christmas poem called Santa's
awesome.
Burden. Let me get that out.
Santa's Burden? Yeah, so, okay. We like to hear that.
Good. Here we are. Santa's Burden. 100 million wishes are pinned to your poor shoulders. The weight of 1 million mortal dreams is carried in your pack. So great a burden to have placed on just one saint. And this curse was your reward, Nicholas, for your generosity in life. Assailed with so many requests, praised with so few venerations. Yet through it all you've smiled. Maybe in you the giver and the gift are one. You are the symbol and the sign that teaches, do this without self, for others without end, that shines like the star that guided.
Wonderful, Brian. Is that a new poem?
No, it's an old one, actually. But I like to read it at Christmas.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read Autistic Example. A flurry of words strung together in autistic necklace of sentence with more meaning than you might think. She speaks over and over about many things. What she hears, she repeats with unreal accuracy. Say something and she hears it. Interrupts her and she repeats it. With eyes open, speaking rapidly, she makes complete sense about many things. Borrowing words, sentences, and phrases. A memory of incredible proportion. Example of what we are all capable of.
Lovely.
Thank you. And I'll read Invisible Rooms.
Great. Yes.
Unique rooms within our brains, more rooms or less, bigger or smaller, because we all differ and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet, the silence comforting. Plenty of places to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Rooms to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replay the past. There are some filled with light, and others darker than a moonless light. There's even a special place to store the tears we shed, to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance, storing the traumas and joys of a single life, so we learn instead of blindly forgetting either. We're all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness, and the devastation isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Very powerful. Very good.
So what are some of your goals for next year? And next week we're going to have, for all our live listeners out there, we're going to have a New Year's Eve show. So we're planning to have a New Year's Eve show. So maybe, you know.
That should be nice.
Yeah. And maybe if you have some time, you could come on.
I'd be happy to come on for a little while. That'd be wonderful.
Yes. So what are some of your thoughts on that? You have anything planned? You go to
New Year's,
next year?
I hope to publish another book and to republish an old one. So I'll be busy
Sounds
with that.
Good.
I hope to keep on teaching my meditation classes that are very important to do, and I love them. And to continue teaching my poetry classes as well.
That sounds wonderful. Meditation, and, you know, or even energy is very good. It's also too is
sure.
to be also, it's, you know, to be taught, and because sometimes is the comprehending or is abstract for others. to know how to breathe in the moment when, you know, it needs to be breathed, because it works if you breathe in, and if you take a moment to do that, it helps to calm the soul. So it takes time to learn all that.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
I'm working on a
meditation's
poem.
Great.
I'm learning energy. I'm receiving energy myself. I enjoy that, and it helped with a lot. It helped to support. It helped a lot of things. It also helps the sensory for people on the spectrum. Anything traumas or anything, you know, it could be about many things: health, balance, and different things. It does amazing stuff. Also, so I'm having, I'm working on it. I'm having in a book in progress to have my first book published. And it sounds very exciting to me, news. And I've been wanting
That'll
to
be
do
wonderful.
That for a long time. And, you know, I do have my poems published in anthologies. So I have many anthologies out there that my poems are published in. But it's just awesome to reach that goal to have your own book.
Your own book,
preserving
yourself. Your works. Preserving your own work in a beautiful way, you know.
Oh, definitely. And so working on that. And so it's, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to be a really special book. I got my title. I got what I'm going to put on the cover of my book. So, it's, you know, I have a lot, and we have some more stuff to put together. And I got to resend him one of the poems because something happened to one of the words on the my page. I didn't realize that, so I have to resend him that one. I fixed it up and I have to resend him that poem. And then, you know, got to write down exactly, you know, what I wanted to write in the book about my book. What's about, so people they could read it. You know, a dedication, the forward, you know, you need to have that.
Right.
And I want to add, you know, some of my poems can be published in there. They're award winners. And so I have to figure out what it was. And then I'll add that to it besides the bio, things I've done. So it's going to be a nice touch to it.
How terrific.
Yes. So what other poems do you have to share?
This one, it's not exactly a Christmas poem, but it makes some allusions to Christmas. It's called Shared Memory. When my mom was alive, we used to sit up all night talking, and I'd hear a lot of the tales from the old days when she was a kid. And those kind of become your own memories, too. You know, they meld into your own memories. And that's what this poem is about. Hang on.
That's good.
Shared memory. The ritual of memories shared over 3 AMT. Times, places, people long gone are alive again. And in the sharing, the miracle, the teller's memories become the listener's. Now, I was there that time Grandma saved Mamie from drowning at Far Rockaway. And in reward, she gave you all a month in mastic. And I was there that Christmas Grandpa slipped out of midnight mass to sneak home in the snow and place a special doll beneath the tree. And I was there that time when, as a little girl, you were lost in the woods of Mastic, and that older boy of Mamie's was so kind, dried your tears and kept you safe. Sometimes I wonder, was he me in another life? Such questions come easy over 3 AMT, when angel shades seem to bend the ear and whisper of the eternal.
Wow, very, very powerful.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So, you know, So a poem for Christmas could be like, it's like the time sort of, the time slips away, and to, and then as you realize it gets closer and closer to the time of the holidays.
It kind of sneaks up on us, yeah.
Oh, definitely. And it's like, and it's like trying to process, it takes time to process that you need to go buy some gifts so Santa Claus could come, you know, for your loved one to open up the gifts on Christmas Day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that takes time too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It does.
And so all that, so all those are great, you know, stories and looking for some stuff and what to open up. You know, and I got some, it's like what to get. So now after my show, what I'm doing on Christmas morning is going to wrap up all the gifts.
Santa Claus, yes, of course.
Because when your loved one on the autism spectrum wakes up in the morning, they will love to see the gifts.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
You got to show them. You got, so that's why they understand gifts. See, like a Santa Claus gift.
Yes, exactly. You know? That's the best part.
You know, I know. It's like I have to, you know, do all those things, you know. So, and that's what it's exciting to see them open up the gifts, you know. You know, and they, if they're looking for something that's not there, then you will have to say, okay, we have to find it, and when we find it, we'll get it. Then go to breed it soon. So that is it. So knowing that often, you get it soon, you get earned as a reward, and get to all those things. But sometimes the time's not there when someone wants a special gift. But
right.
I think I got some nice things. I got bells, and I got some sweaters and stuff to go with the new pants that we bought.
Terrific.
So it's going to make nice outfits for my daughter.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So that's going to be all good. And listen to Christmas music in the morning.
Yeah.
Have, you know, breakfast time. So it's all special.
Lovely.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going for dinner at a friend's house a little later in the day.
Oh, yeah? So you're going to go to a friend's house? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, for dinner. So that'll be nice. So I'm bringing some gifts there for her and her family.
That sounds good. So that sounds like awesome. And so enjoy your holidays to your Christmas tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you for having me on tonight. It was lovely.
You're welcome. Do you have one more poem before you have time?
Yes, I have one more perfect. It's a haiku, actually. It's a Christmas haiku.
Oh, sounds good.
Which is just 17 syllables. It's based on a real incident. I was actually at Midnight Mass one year. And the lost and found box was out in the hall for the church. And in the lost and found box was a set of little girls' feather angel wings. So I thought, yeah, that's a poem in itself, you know. So I said,
that's good.
Whose angel wings these, lost and found on Christmas Eve in church? The choir sings.
That's very nice.
Maria, thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and Athena.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Brian. Enjoy your special
Thanks
day tomorrow and your Christmas.
Thank you.
And share with us what gifts did you receive yourself. So that's all. It's all going to be all good and good energy. It'll be everything.
Wonderful.
That's right. So, all right. Have a good night.
Bye. Wonderful. Thanks. Have a good night. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm going to read my poem called Blessings. The darkest moments of emotions travel through rooms in my brain. Story shifts person to person, leaving confusion. Can't focus, time to process. Feelings creep within like a tidal wave of anxiety, sadness, scared, and gushing feelings through art therapy, yet still silence, lost for words, yet hoping for support for my stories. Won't you please help me share my artistic wisdom? Mind slips into the darkness of sadness. Brain tries to focus, absorb information. Hiding tears in the corner of my room or retreating into my own world, I remain strong. God's blessings, angels, gifts, eternal love, new direction of life, the mysteries of his teachings, prayers forever. I cry as emotions run wild through my veins on a voyage, it seems, but to air. Body swaying, rocking, soon lays of nerves, traveling around my body, comforting, relaxing. My tears stole untold stories of who I am as an autistic person without conversing a single word. Opportunities to perform on stage without words, through dance, motions, and the expressions of my eyes. My inner voice, sometimes silent, frustrated as words float away, trying to express myself, yet mute. This lost connection words is scary. So for autism, you know, for the holidays and going out to Christmas, to be mindful, to be still, be observant, to understand that this is the time of the year. It could be overwhelming for your loved ones who's autistic, going to visit friends or going to family's houses could be also overwhelming. The noises, the sounds could be very loud for them. And it might be a challenge. It's going to also be a challenge for them to, you know, to manage a lot of input. So, you know, go to family's houses. Hopefully they have an understanding that, you know, the sounds, you know, it could be it's a challenge for them. So, you know, for everybody out there, be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't realize people get excitable. Sometimes people could be loud. It could be the dishes cleaning together. It could be things just falling down the ground that can make sounds. It could be somebody crying, somebody yelling, you know, being loud. All these different sounds could be affected. And also, if they're, you know, going to communicate or accepting, you know, the people on the spectrum. So just something to be mindful of that, you know, take a breather. You know, they're going to, you know, this is expected for them to be on overload. And I'm going to read my poem, A Bitten Away. Looking through the window of my unique patterns of death, fallen snow, bare sucumary branches, wild tributaries, dangling showers, traveling thoughts, drifting soul, wings lifting, paddleboat of emotions, ebbing away, unwrapping grievous, bewildered memories, unexpected gifts, inquisitive literature of life's lessons. A deeper review. My poem, State of Peace. Mind floating, bobbing, peaceful, relaxed, soaking in the radiance of pure conscience. Just as we lay on a boat, gently bobbing in the waves, taking in the sun, absorbing the substance of life. In this review state, the screen is no longer crowded with discretion, so it's no longer saturated with too much. The sounds of breath replaces the sound of distraction, cutting our ties with thinking, bringing us back to the source. Out in the world, this calmness surrounds our beings, cutting our ties to the opinions, behaviors, and dramas of others. We find peace, therefore, by focusing within, appreciate what we took for granted, the most essential component of life, breath. So I'm going to read a poem, The Snowstorm. It's winter. Snow in the air, preparing state of mind, weather of coldness, feeling dampness of rain, deepness of layers, penetrating aching body to the core of your bones, hours of arrival, waiting, gloomy, snowy, gusting winds, can emotions alter the human body, sensory overload, to weather sensitivity, absorbing information as mind is on still, quietness seeking, time to process, pictures your brain draws as thoughts takes shape, penetrate the soul, touches the heart with overjoy expressions, poetic snow falling on scenery coating, homes, lakes, branches and bridges, docks finds opening, the water not frozen, housebound for days, then driving slowly through the aftermath of the storm. Visibility limited as fog blends miles of footage ahead, disappears and reappears as your mind drifts into it. Riding on snow, patches slowly, bumpily, happily, poetic scenes entwine, collective souls, a beautiful morning, emerging ties that gives grace upon us. We found how similar it is as tears flow and then dry. We sometimes feel better as storms scare and deter. Landscapes sometimes become more peaceful. Mother Nature is creating new potential alongside grateful perceptive. So preparing to make, Christmas decorations or wrapping up the last minute gifts or wrapping up all the gifts because Santa Claus is going to come soon. It all depends on the time. So it's going to be a beautiful Christmas this year. It's going to be so much new things are happening, goals, things that you want to accomplish. All that is going to be amazing. So all our listeners out there, have a good night, a happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, enjoy your day. And then if you visit your families, the friends, and you have your friends on the always autistic, be mindful. Still be observant. And with passion. So, happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.